It's a blood disorder that originated in areas where malaria was most prevalent, predominantly parts of Africa, and sickle cell disease still continues to plague communities of color. The racial disparities within the healthcare system have delayed the advancement of treatments, but as WXXI's Raquel Stephen reports, the disease is beginning to get the attention it deserves.
So this is my vitamin B12.
Every morning, Destiny Hannah takes a B12 vitamin.
Perfect, I have one left.
She then takes a shot of beet juice and a milligram of folic acid.
I chew on that one.
She says these supplements are important.
And these just support my blood, help carry oxygen, help boost my red blood cells. And that's what I'll do on a daily basis.
Hannah is 22. She has sickle cell disease, a disorder that causes red blood cells to change shape from round to more crescent-like. The changed cells can get stuck together, affecting blood flow and causing an intense reaction.
It's like a burning, excruciating pain to the point where, like, it can just knock me out sometimes.
Sickle cell predominantly affects people of color. According to the CDC, one out of every 365 African Americans and one out of every 16,000 Hispanics are born with the disease. Dr. Jeffrey Andalina is the director of pediatric bone marrow transplantation for UR Medicine. He specializes in transplants for sickle cell patients. He says sickle cell historically hasn't received as much attention or research dollars as other illnesses. He believes racial inequities have been a factor.
Certainly 20 or 30 years ago, there was a lot of concern that sickle cell disease was not getting the funding that pediatric cancer got or that other rare, you know, other genetic diseases received.
Stephanie Ramos is one of Andalina's patients. She says she has encountered racism when seeking treatment for sickle cell.
You have doctors looking at me because I'm Latina. You have doctors looking at others who are African-American, and they're saying, are you really in pain?
Hannah, who is Black, says she feels very supported by her medical team, but she has heard from others that the bias is in fact real.
You know, there's stigmas when you go into the hospital that, oh, these people are drug-seeking. They're only here for the pain meds to get their fix, when in reality, we're in excruciating pain.
They're far from alone in their experiences, according to Common Ground Health CEO Wade Norwood.
This history of racial bias, I think it's not a bug, it's a feature of the American healthcare system.
But he says he's beginning to see a change in the way people acknowledge these disparities.
The fact that there's community ownership of this issue is in and of itself a dramatic improvement.
Andalina has also seen some advances. He says within the last decade, more emphasis has been placed on sickle cell disease.
There have been a lot of grassroots groups for sickle cell disease and a lot of really invested docs in sickle cell disease that are really pushing it forward.
This new awareness has opened ways for more research and government funding, and that's helped people like Stephanie Ramos. After living with sickle cell for more than two decades, Ramos accepted the risk to reverse her disease through a bone marrow transplant performed by Andalina.
If I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out swinging. I'm going to go out fighting.
Luckily for Ramos, her twin brother was a perfect match. She has now been living sickle cell free for 7 years. Hannah hopes for a similar outcome. Her dad is a 50-50 match, and she now anxiously awaits her procedure date.
It's going to be a whole new body, whole new life, and I'm really excited for it.
Raquel Stephen, WXXI News.